Hello, everybody. You are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase, which occurs on Wednesdays between 1 and 2 p.m. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We're going to get the show on the road, you know? We're going to start off with four new songs that I've been really enjoying lately. And then we're going to move on and listen to another new song and then an old song that I like. And then I found some fun vinyl stuff that we're going to play after that. I don't have any really big things to talk about. I feel like most of the time when I come in here, I have like a story or something. I don't really have that going on right now. So I apologize. Just kind of moving. Nothing crazy. My week's been pretty good. I'm trying to think about if anything crazy happened. Not really. It's just kind of been normal, you know? I found out I got a grade on an exam that I took last week, and I did really well on it, so that's kind of lit. That happened today, so shout out to that. That was a good piece of news dropped on me. And another thing that is kind of going to inform the later aspects of the show, so I won't go too in detail about it now, but there's been a lot of, like, country music in my dreams lately, and it's been real weird. I like country music, generally. I went through a period in high school where I feel like I was listening to a lot of older country music, and I don't really do that as much anymore, but it's been appearing in my dreams, not, like, specific songs that I can recall. I mean, probably specific songs that I've heard before, but not that I, like, know really well. Just kind of general old country music has been coming up in my dreams. I'll talk more about in what context later on, but, yeah. That's not going to really inform this first part of the show, but it'll set the vibe for later. So just keep that in the back of your head. It'll return later. There'll be a quiz. Okay. Anyways, here is a new song, Two Horses by Black Country New Road, off of their new album, Forever How Long. Oh, goodness. Sorry, I just started yawning. Now I'm going to yawn again. My goodness. I apologize. Anyways, we're going to listen to Two Horses by Black Country New Road first, and then there's a few other songs playing after that, notably Russian Doll by Daislin, Believer by Sister Ray, and then Doom Scrolling by Frog. Those are four songs that I really like, and then we'll listen to some more stuff later, but I'm not going to talk about it right now. I got to save some of my gas on the tank, you know what I'm saying? All right, anyways, here we go. Two Horses by Black Country New Road. I hope you guys enjoy.
Searching in the mist for what I know exists for me out there. So before these tunes, before they made the pyramids. Oh, waited so long. Have I finally found the road to lead on? The moon was low. Some thieves, my pockets empty. me and let me go. Acupuncture needle, new connections. Watch the water boil over, sputter out and break the tension. I can shell another 30 to deflect on my reflections. I can hollow out my chest to make more room for brand new lessons. Dress a room with sheepish clothes. My curls are faux and full of questions, but my teeth are gnashing. Woe is me, it's well my new collection. I can bridge the gap between the me's and past, future, and present. I don't wanna find the reason I reject my adolescence. I can push it down and make a big thing small, a small thing smaller.
Here at WRUV, we're constantly filling your ears with new tunes. But there's another great category of auditory content out there. Podcasts. If you have an interest or a hobby, there's a podcast for you. There are quite literally millions of podcasts out there that can teach you something new. The process of learning can expand your worldview, sharpen your critical thinking skills, and stimulate creativity. And this form of learning is completely free and accessible. Podcasts are available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, and all over the World Wide Web. So next time you reach for your headphones, plug into some talk radio. This has been brought to you by your lifelong learning DJs here at WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. I've talked about this on the show for the past couple weeks, but I am a big podcast guy now. It's kind of like, I don't know, man. It's been weird. Like, for so many years, podcasts have been, like, just incredibly prevalent online and especially on, music listening apps, Spotify and Apple Music and stuff. But I just never really got into them. I thought podcasts were for clowns, if I'm being honest. I was like, I don't know. I didn't get it. I didn't get it, truthfully. But I started listening to podcasts. I started with a podcast that I've mentioned on here before that I'm just a massive fan of. Numbers on the Board. It's a basketball podcast by a group of four guys from right by where I am from. I'm from Naperville, Illinois, and these guys are based out of Bolingbrook, I think, or Lisle. Somewhere, like, really, really close to where I live. And they're great. They're hilarious. And they're just awesome. So I'm a big fan of that podcast. And since then, I've been breaching into some other podcast departments. Wait, let me pull up what podcast I've been listening to. I've been listening to Emergency Medicine Cases. I think it's just called EM Cases. That one's some gas. Wait, sorry. I have to pull it up on my phone because it's not showing up on my computer for some reason. Emergency Medicine. Emergency Medicine Cases is a great podcast. MCAT Basics. I've been tuning into, been dialing into MCAT Basics. Come on. Behind the Knife is like a surgery podcast. That's pretty cool. But there's been some other stuff that I've been listening to as well. But those are kind of the main ones that I return to frequently. I'm a big fan. I just really like, when I'm doing homework, or specifically when I'm in my research lab doing like data analysis stuff. And like, it's just nice to kind of have that on and just be able to like dial in to both, like, because my data analysis is kind of like you get the hang of it pretty fast, and it's just kind of like a thing you do in a program, and so it's not super like, I mean, obviously you have to be paying attention to it, but like you can kind of just dial into it and go for it and just keep doing it, and so it's nice to have a fun podcast on while I'm doing that. Gives me a fun chance to listen, learn some things about emergency medicine, and other sort of business related activities. I have a lot of fun with that. So shout out to that. Shout out to podcasts. Big fan. We are going to listen to two songs now. The first one is a new song that I've been listening to that I really like. It's called Hold on. Actually, pause. I did not go through the songs that we just listened to together. The song that you just heard was Doom Scrolling Variation 2 by Frog. Just before that was Believer by Sister Ray. Prior to that was Russian Doll - Smaller by Daislin. And at the top was Two Horses by Black Country New Road. Those are four new songs that have come out within the past couple months, that are very, very nice. I just really like the vibes. They're all kind of similar in the way that, I don't know, I kind of try to pick some like acoustic-y type business. I know that it wasn't all like that, but like it had some of those elements, you know what I'm saying? But we're gonna go to a new song that's really acoustic-y. It's called Albany by Lily Seabird. I think it's really good. I think that this whole album she just released called Trash Mountain is really fun, and I'm a big fan of that. And then the second song we're gonna listen to is not a new song by any metric. It's very old. It's by Joni Mitchell. It's called A Case of You. It's a famous song off of her most famous album, Blue. And the story with this song is that I was in a I was eating dinner with my girlfriend. It was our 1 year anniversary yesterday, and we went to go to Honey Road, which is a restaurant in Burlington that is fantastic. I cannot recommend it highly enough. We've been there a couple times, and it's just really good. The service is amazing. They have some of the best chicken wings I've ever had. If you go there, you might be like, it's like a Mediterranean restaurant. So, I don't know. I feel like the only reason that we got the chicken wings the first time is because I'd heard from multiple people and read in the 7 days that they were the best wings. Well, 7 days, I think, described them as the best wings in Vermont. But I've heard people tell me that they're really good. And so I went in there knowing that I was going to try it. But I think if I went in there and saw the menu, expecting to eat Mediterranean food for dinner, I don't think I would order them. They're harissa. I don't know exactly how to say that, but they're harissa chicken wings. And man, they're really good. So if you need some really good food, go to Honey Road, dude. They've got some really good stuff. And I got this tea drink. It was called the Sleepy Owl or Sleeping Owl or something. And it was like tea. And tea. It was just like tea, really. But it was really good. Incredible stuff. And then I got Turkish coffee, which is just, that's kind of like a thing that I like to drink on occasion. But yeah. So anyways, the story is I was at Honey Road with my girlfriend, and you can't really hear the music when you're in the dining room just because it's like, I don't know, it's just like a restaurant, you know, it's kind of loud. There's people talking, there's stuff going on. So you're not really hearing the music, but it's kind of faintly playing in the background. And then I went into the bathroom, and they were playing this song. They were playing A Case of You by Joni Mitchell. And this song makes me really sad. And so I was deep in my bag in the Honey Road bathroom just because it was like, I don't know, it's just crazy. But this song's really good. And so I've been listening to it today and just because of that instance. And it's really good. It's, I don't know, is it a sad song? Like generally, or is it just like a me thing that it makes me sad? I'm gonna go with that. It's a sad song, actually, because the lyrics are like, "Our love was lost," like that. Like they say that, and that's Joni Mitchell says that, and that's a sad thing. That's sad. You can't really deny that. But it's just incredible. But hearing it in the Honey Road bathroom was shocking. Shocking. I engaged my fight or flight response in there, and I fought. I fought, man, and I lost. It was crazy. But, yeah, really good stuff. But first, we're going to listen to Albany by Lily Seabird. Then we are going to hop on this Joni Mitchell wave. But, yeah, it's quite hype. Quite hype. All right, here we go. Albany by Lily Seabird. I hope you enjoy. Here you go. Oh,
time would surely end. And by summer's end, where I had lost my best friend, well, it just couldn't be there. Well, I guess things were meant to be, and it all would surely end just like it did that summer's eve. Said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar, on the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light. I drew a map of Canada. Time. Oh, you're in words and she said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. Oh, but you are in my blood, you're my holy wine, you're so bitter, bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you.
Hello, everybody. You are currently tuned in to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. You just heard A Case of You by Joni Mitchell, which I told this story before before I played it, but I was at Honey Road yesterday. Great restaurant. Definitely recommend it. It was fire. And that came on in the bathroom, and man, it killed me. But yeah, that song is amazing. Amazing. Just before that was Albany by Lily Seabird, which is a new song that I've been enjoying a lot lately. Yeah, really good stuff. We're going to switch over and listen to some vinyl stuff now. I mentioned briefly earlier that when I started playing vinyl, I would elaborate on how old country music has been coming up in my dreams lately. And so it's time for me to do that. Last night, I had a dream that I was at, like, some music venue. It was like a... it was like a warehouse almost, and there were a bunch of people, probably in their 30s-ish, playing old country music. And that was like the show that I was seeing. And I was sitting in like one of those metal chairs that they have at like schools, you know? Like the chair you used to sit in at school. And I was sitting in one of those and listening to this, and it was just like, I don't know, it was just bizarre in the moment. But so I've been in like, I don't know, I've been feeling real weird about old country lately. That's not the first time that it's come up either. That, like, I think the night before that I had a dream that, involved old country in some way. But I remember like yesterday waking up and being like, dude, why am I having dreams about this? So that's been happening. And so we're going to listen to some old country now. I found some old, country vinyl back there. This first song is called Back to My Virginia by Summit. One of the guys in Summit, the reason that I picked this record is this dude named Christopher Lee Leske, L-E-S-K-E, and he is the 1984 Bluegrass Banjo Champion, which is kind of exciting. So I'm excited to listen to this. I wonder if it's going to be good banjo work. I assume it is going to be. But yeah, this is Back to My Virginia by Summit off of their album, The Tall Brown Grass. From 1986. But yeah, we're gonna see how it goes. This one seems fun, so we'll see that. And then I'll come back and talk a bit about it, and then we'll listen to some more old country type stuff. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Back to My Virginia by Summit. Here we go. All right, guys, so the turntable is decidedly not working. Okay, here's what we're doing. Real quickly, I'm going to play an old country song off of my computer. What do I want to listen to? We'll run... what is some good old country? Okay, wait. Now I have to do some real research, man. I wasn't planning on doing this. Here we go. Spotify... wait, no. It'll be on my Apple Music. Some old country artists I like that I'm debating between right now are like old Johnny Cash, really big, well, just any Johnny Cash, Really big fan of that. I really like this one album, Golden Ring. That is old. Okay, wait. Here we go. Country. So we could listen to some Johnny Cash, but I don't know if that's my vibe right now. The Louvin Brothers, that's really classic. Forgive me, everybody. I'll decide on something real quick. It's just tough, man, because I wasn't planning on running this. No, that's too, like, upbeat. I need something, like, it has to be kind of sad, I think, in my mind, because that's what's been playing in my dreams. So I feel like I need to be true to that. Like, I can't play, like, 5 o'clock somewhere right now. That'd be insane. We are going to listen to Golden Ring. I think that's the move right now. Okay. Golden Ring. This is some fire. This is by George Jones and Tammy Wynette. Two goats, truthfully. And this song is lit. So here we go. Wait, is there another song off here that I want to play? Okay, we'll just listen to Golden Ring, the title track off this album. Some fire. So here we go. Golden Ring, George Jones, Tammy Wynette, two country goats. Here we go.
In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings, their own display. She smiles and nods her head as he says, "Honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do." Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone
waiting there,
waiting there
for someone to take it home
by itself.
By itself,
it's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
In a little wedding chapel, later on.
And happy thoughts run through her head as he whispers low, "With this ring I do wed."
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone,
shining ring,
shining ring.
Now at last it's found a home
by itself,
by itself.
It's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden.
In a small two-room apartment, as they fight the final round, he says, "You won't admit it, but I know you're leaving town."
She says, "One thing's for certain, I don't love you anymore," and throws down the ring as she walks out the door.
Golden ring. One tiny little stone
cast aside,
like the love that's dead and gone
by itself.
It's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
All right, y'all. Wait. Give me one sec. Okay, we're back. I was able to figure out the turntable thing, but you did just hear Golden Ring by Tammy Wynette and George Jones. Very exciting stuff. I used to really like that album, and I do still really like that album. It's fun, and they're just two legends, so it's great. This song you're about to hear, that I introduced earlier, that you're about to hear for real this time, is Back to My Virginia by Summit. So here we go. We're gonna dive right into it, just because I got a few more songs I want to listen to, and I want to make sure we can get to as many as possible. So here we go. Back to My Virginia by Summit.
Back to My Virginia. Virginia. State that I am from. I want to get off this lonesome road, living on the run. I want to go back to the old hometown, ride again and settle down in my Virginia. Now Virginia, she is beautiful, just like a newborn child. Though she's many years older and wiser for it now. I've grown older, so have you. Some say wiser, but they are few. But again, you're mine, Virginia. I love to wander through her lands and feel her beside me. Though I'm gone a long time, I need her to guide me. I'm traveling down this lonesome road, I'm going back to find her. Going back to the girl I love, folks, a little bit kinder. Exactly where I'll find her, sitting on our big front porch, our big sheepdog beside her. I'm hurrying back and I won't be late. That big old dog will be at the gate. This time I'm home to stay, Virginia. Back to the girl I love, Virginia. In Virginia, back to the girl I love, Virginia. In Virginia.
That was super lit. You just heard Back to My Virginia by Summit. Yeah, no, that was really fun. I really love the banjo in that. As I mentioned before, and I'm about to mention again, there's a guy who played on that song, Christopher Leskey, who was the 1984 Bluegrass Banjo Champion. He, like, won the contest that they still do that, like, at the Bluegrass Festival every year. There's, like, a whole bunch of different contests, and there's one for bluegrass banjo, and this guy won it in the 80s. So he's low-key a legend, because I feel like that was, like, I don't know when peak banjo time was, but I feel like it was around then. And so, you know, there were a bunch of crazy heads playing some wild banjo tunes. Mind the sound, I'm putting the record back in its sleeve. Okay, I've got another song for you guys. I've got two more that I'm going to play. These are just kind of random vinyls that vinyl records that I found in the back, and they were labeled country, and I was in the mood to play some country, so we're mobbing that. This is by Ian Tyson off of his album Cowboyography, which I thought was super amazing as a title. When is this from? 1987, and this guy looks really lit on the cover. He's like wearing a bunch of denim and standing next to a horse, and it's in black and white. And he just, like, looks like a legend. And this song is called Own Heart's Delight. And, man, I'm excited to hear this because this guy looks super sick. All right, so here we go. Cowboyography is the name of the album by Ian Tyson, who wrote this song, My Heart's Delight. Here we go. I hope you guys enjoy.
There's a light in the kitchen as I cross the valley and head her on into the yard. And my wife is watching from that light in the kitchen as I cross that old cattle guard. I unload my horses, two bits and Roni, throw them a few flakes of hay. My wife comes to greet me with that determined look, and the first thing that I heard her say, darling, we haven't gone dancing for such a long time now. It's since we twirled around the dance floor, I've almost forgotten how. So gas up the pickup, I'll bring the babies, they'll stay with the neighbors tonight. And if the band at the bar can play waltzes and shuffles, I'm gonna dance with my old heart's delight. So I drank a cold one, I sang in the shower, I pondered upon marriage and such. They say this country was hell, horses and women, I guess it ain't changed all that much. We make a good team, my lady and I couldn't ask for anything more. If you don't believe me, just catch us tonight, we'll be the best dancers out on the scene. Darling, we haven't gone dancing in such a long time now. It's been so long since we twirled around the dance floor, I've almost forgotten how. To gas up the pickup, I'll bring the babies, they'll stay with the neighbors tonight. And if the band at the bar can play waltzes and shuffles, I'm gonna dance with my own heart's delight. If the band at the bar can play waltzes and shuffles, I'm gonna dance with my own.
You just heard Own Heart's Delight by Ian Tyson. That was crazy. Very, very good. I really liked that one. I don't really have much to say except for the guy's voice was amazing. The album cover is like actually next level. So if you were a fan of that, if you're a fan of country like that in general, definitely go check that out. Cowboyography by Ian Tyson. Jeez, that was killer. All right, we got one. This is a legit throwback. This is the most throwback we're going to listen to. This is probably going to be my last song of the show, but this was recorded in 1959 by three dudes who are called the Country Gentlemen off of their album Country Songs, Old and New. This song is called Ellen Smith, and man, am I excited to hear this. I love this style of old country. The album cover is just three dudes standing around a microphone, and it's like, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. That's the goal. But here we go. The Country Gentleman, Ellen Smith. I hope you guys enjoy.
Ellen Smith, how was she found? Shot through the heart, lying cold on the ground. Her claws were scattered and thawed on the ground. The blood marks the spot where poor Ellen was found. They picked up their rifles and hunted me down. They found me a-loafing all around the town. Body and carried it away, and now she is sleeping in some lonesome old grave. I got a letter yesterday, I read it today. The flowers on her grave have all faded away. Someday I'll go home and say it when I go, on poor Ellen's grave, pretty flowers I'll stow. 20 long years. Each night I see Ellen through my bitter tears. The warden just told me that soon I'll be free to go to her grave neath that old willow tree. My days in this prison are ending at last. I'll never be free from the sins of my past. Poor Ellen Smith, how was she found? Shot through the heart, left cold on the ground.
Jeez, man. Jeez. Those boys knew they did something. They knew they snapped when they recorded that. Just judging by this album cover where they're just standing there, you knew they snapped. They were like, yo, people are really going to mess with Ellen Smith. And you're right. I do. That was really fun. I love one thing about these old country songs that I love is just the storytelling is so amazing. It's so much fun. Songs like that, like we just heard, one that particularly comes to mind is Long Black Veil by Johnny Cash. That's just crazy. But all of these old songs just have such great storytelling, and they're so fun to listen to. I'm going to say one last thing before I let you guys go. But the big thing that drew me into old country like this is I went on a canoeing trip after my freshman year of high school that was like... It was through my summer camp, and the two guys who taught it were both great musicians. Or the two guys who led the trip were both really great musicians, and one of them brought a guitar, and he knew, like, all these old country songs. Especially, like, Johnny Cash, Louvin Brothers, all that kind of style. And he wore a cowboy hat, and he was totally a goat. And so I've been put onto that, and it's always been in my head since then. So shout out to that guy, Sam Brewer. No clue what he's doing now, but... He's a legend. He's a legend. That's going to be it for me. You are currently tuned into 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, your better alternative, the radio voice of the University of Vermont. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you all have a great day. Have a great week. I will be back here on Wednesdays between 1 and 2 p.m. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase. I'm DJ Sweet Tea. Signing off. Feel free to stay tuned. There's a lot of great music coming up for the rest of the day. There's always great music playing on the station. So, tune in whenever you can. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Flashes of waves, don't try to save me now. And it always hits the same way. Only the sun could ever phase me out. So I'm still dancing. Flashes.